We're kicking down this motherfucking door, and we're doing that.
Let's get into it. If there's anything that could be haunted, for sure that fucking chair's haunted.
Then again, the internet always wins. The internet always wins.
Searching around about this dock, I found...
Let's be frank, there's piss on the floor.
Was pulled out of power, and he was murdered by firing squad. I'll start huffing paint. Three Dudes in a Dock. That's the one.
That is what it's called.
Okay, welcome back to Three Dudes in a Dock after a two-week holiday hiatus. We are here doing our holiday documentary that we picked called Tree Man. Came out in 2015. I am here with Mitch and Christian as always. Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Another full year of...
Sounds stoked.
I was trying to think of something cool to say.
Another full year of three dudes in a dock. Hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. I see why not.
Yeah.
And we're not in the Gaza. We'll make it.
Yep. That is true.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say the ghetto, but you actually found something.
No,
worse.
Dude, I wouldn't be that insensitive.
Fuck yeah, 2024.
New year, new me.
Yeah, I want to be nicer to all denominations of people.
That's my hashtag for just this year, the whole year.
Yeah.
Everything I do.
Yep. Yeah.
New year, new me.
Cool.
So we picked this kind of in plans of doing an episode around Christmas. It's pretty close, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't there some areas?
We waited so that we wouldn't give everyone bad vibes before the holidays.
The holidays are really busy times, and it fell on awkward days this year.
Like, yeah.
Isn't his true birthday in January anyways?
No, I think it's like April, like, or it's supposed to be like spring or something like that.
Yeah, it's like May 16th.
Oh, okay.
Christmas Eve was on a Sunday. And we usually record on Sundays. Christmas Day was on a Monday.
Yeah, I was way too drunk, so.
But that would have made it way better.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Next time.
Man, fuck those trees. Fuck New York City. This place is a shithole.
Yeah.
We picked this doc because it was a holiday doc. And
we've never done that before.
No. I kind of want to make it a thing.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Columbus Day, if we have an episode that comes
out.
Oh, dude,
I am down. Yeah. That's not called Columbus Day anymore. It's like Indigenous People Oopsie Day. So do we watch a doc on Columbus or like a
World War One or Two doc on like Veterans Day or like a Vietnam
doc? Oh, you mean like we're going to be like a sitcom that does event episodes?
We're going to be predictable, asshole. That's what's funny.
Holiday episodes.
No.
Yeah.
If we have something.
September 11th, who done's it? You never know.
The whole whodunit every year.
June 6th.
Jet fuel doesn't...
May 7th. There's a lot of global conflicts that we could make a...
June... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Did I get those dates right?
No, we won't make it a regular thing. But like on like...
World War IV Day, that's going to be a sick one.
I don't want to do like a Jesus doc on Easter or something like that. That's just lame.
Okay, down.
Yeah.
Down.
Well, that idea died quick.
I did enjoy doing this though.
It was fun
for the holiday one.
There seems to be holiday kind of days for every single day of the year now, like Teacher's Day and
Appreciation Days.
Every Sunday for one whole year.
Yeah,
we should find out what day it's going to be on that Sunday. Yeah, do the episode accordingly.
I don't think it's every day though.
You think there's a like?
You don't think there's a guacamole day? A fucking paint 100%, your house day?
100%.
Yeah,
it might be.
A slavery day? Like, thank a slave?
It's Juneteenth. But if there's a paint your house day.
Oh, nice.
It should definitely be the Irishman.
Nice.
It's not a doc, no.
I took a lot to get there. It's based on a real guy who.
It's based on a real guy.
Shot up and only painted him red.
Not a doc.
Yeah.
His pigment was red.
It's cheap, too. Super cheap.
So, what was this about? I didn't watch this. About selling Christmas trees, right?
It's all called Tree Man. Okay. So, this documentary follows. This guy from Quebec. I can't remember his name.
Francois.
Now, what nation is that? Is that a...
So he's from Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
Every year at American Thanksgiving, he leaves his family for basically a month and a half.
Not like divorce.
No, just leaves them. Moves down to New York City in a Winnebago, basically, or like an RV.
Mm-hmm.
Is it full of trees?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you cross the border with that? How does that work?
He doesn't bring the trees from...
Okay, I was just asking. Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Yeah, I watched it.
Bro, you can't even bring a fucking orange over. So I was like, if this guy's bringing trees, that's insane.
So, yeah, he goes down there, sets up his little tree lot, and sells trees until basically Christmas Eve.
So,
Christmas Eve.
Did he get the trees from North Carolina?
North Carolina.
I feel like I read that somewhere. That is where he is.
You didn't watch that, right?
No, I didn't.
It's cheap motherfuckers.
Sorry. Trees is Christ.
So yeah, he,
I don't believe in real trees.
He gets his trees from North Carolina. They get shipped in basically after he gets there. He unloads them, sets them all up. Hmm. This guy, like, there's only like so many tree vendors in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them don't live in New York. They travel from like...
Yeah, who the fuck could afford that?
They travel... Well, I think you got to be... You got to do pretty good if you leave your family for a month and a half every year.
What?
I don't know.
I mean, there's whole countries where people do that and they're not having the best life.
Okay, but if you're living in Canada...
Mm. Yeah. Northern Quebec, though, is cheap as shit.
For you to move down to New York City and live in an RV for a month and a half... Like, it's got to be worth your while.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I also read that he, like, one of the cheap trees he sells is like $69.
God damn.
Like, that's more expensive than any Canadian tree I've ever seen for sale. Like, $50 up here was the most, and that was a couple of years ago. And
yeah
I thought that was exorbitant.
But damn. he has, like, this loyal following of clientele. But so, anyway, back to describe. So, yeah, there's. Only so many tree vendors. Most of them live outside of New York City,
mm-hmm.
Kind of New England area. Some come from Europe.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. They just sell too, right? They buy them over here and then.
Yeah, I imagine.
No, they bring the trees with them.
You know,
and then
shipping container.
And then, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, I didn't
people from Canada as well. So he has like a loyal clientele, like people, it's like, you know, like, yeah, when Francois first started setting up here, we lived in this neighborhood.
Mm.
We've since moved to like Yonkers or like Long Island.
Yeah, but we still come to fancy.
It is a family tradition now that we come into New York, get our tree, and take it home.
That's such like, a bizarre thing. Cause like up here, there would be a tradition. There's tree farms. You can just go and cut your own tree down. But
mm-hmm. uh-huh. and I'm sure there is in the States too.
Yeah. I guess, but we did that for the longest time. Yeah. But like we all pile in the vehicle. We make the trip out. We know we have a saw and some rope and like tie downs and go out for hot chocolate and shit afterwards. Yeah. But they all pile in their car. They cross the ferry or the bridge and then they go into the city, get a hot dog. Or do they eat any other food in New York? Is it pizza and hot dogs? Pizza
no, and each dog. Other.
And they eat each other? Okay, so you stop off, get a homeless guy.
Yeah.
Chop him up. Or get Francois to chop him up. I don't know. Yeah. He's got the axe because he's a lumberjack. And
you put maple syrup on that thigh? Mm-hmm, very good.
What?
But yeah, like some of these families have made like literally like traditions out of it. Like getting the treats only from Francois. Like it's not, like, it's not like they come in and just find a vendor and take them.
They gotta go to, they like, go to Francois.
This one father and son like took a picture with him and their tree every year.
Hmm. Did the tree slowly get like less and less alive?
Well, not the same tree. The tree
son went overseas next year. It's a son with one leg.
Oh, the tree only has one leg now.
I brought the tree with me.
and so like, and he has these two kids that work for him that have like one kid, I think, started buying trees for her or lived in the neighborhood and like would come like visit. And then
it would be pretty cool like that. Like it imbues that little area with like magic, I would think. Like,
and then he,
it's pretty cool. Like a little forest downtown.
That's a cool connection for those kids too.
This kid got older and started working for him.
Yeah.
And he's like, Francois, like, cause the kid doesn't have a dad in the picture. And he's like, Francois, like my dad now, like he comes down, he's my dad for a month and a half every year.
Don't know what the fuck he's saying, but he's my dad.
Because he speaks French, they speak Spanish.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a super strong French accent. Like he does have a French accent, but
yeah,
that's because he's Canadian.
I could totally understand him. So
yeah, gross, but yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you know what? Like
Johnny Treeman.
This was a fun little doc.
I wish that I could have seen it.
Seems like it would be. Yeah. It seems like a cool, it seems like a thing that like, however this came to be, that is just like, if we lived in New York City and then we'd be like, hey, you guys know about this guy that like we get sells trees. Like, this is a cool little heartwarming story.
That's kind of exactly how it happened. As far as I've read.
That, oh, that's cool.
One of the directors, they bought a tree off Francois the first year Francois was in the city doing this.
Ah, cool.
And they've gone back to him every year since, and it's just been a family tradition. They're also, they have been documentary filmmakers, so they decided to do a doc.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, this doc was funded mostly in part from Kickstarter. The directors did a Kickstarter for it.
Cool.
And
When did this come out?
2015.
So it was like an early successful Kickstarter, or when was Kickstarter?
I think Kickstarter's popping? Been around a long time. Like, you and I used it back in like 2014.
Yeah.
And it's been around for a while.
Their campaign was in 2013. So,
At least. Okay.
Yeah. Because I moved back here 2013. And
Yeah. That's true. Okay.
We did not have a successful campaign,
you're here. So I'm not
surprised.
Man, fuck you.
Okay.
I think we had two very unsuccessful campaigns. I think we had two of them.
You don't have to keep telling them about our failures. Yeah. Jesus
very
Christ.
Very unsuccessful.
You're just giving them fucking ammo.
Don't worry. We're gonna try for a third time's a charm.
Yeah. Is very unsuccessful.
The third one's a snuff film where we kill you.
Is it $0?
I think we had $0. At least on one of them, I think.
At least.
Yeah.
There is nothing less.
Abbey Road might have had more.
The one I had to give Kickstarter my firstborn. We don't know where he is. Kickstarter owns them now.
That's actually a convenient thing to know.
This little binary bud, he's gone.
A little binary. Yeah. So the Kickstarter, I'm just going to go into the Kickstarter because some of the rewards are pretty interesting. Anyways, backed by 131 people.
Nice.
They raised $21,000, which is...
131,000?
No, 131.
Jesus, those people were given money.
So $160 on average per... person.
Right.
I mean, they're getting rich New Yorkers.
That's good.
So
in 29 days, back when Kickstarter was not super old. Anyways, so some of the shit that you could get from doing this, the rewards, I guess.
The tree?
Yes. Well, actually, one of them was a tree.
That's pretty sick.
Enough. One of the rewards was a shout out on Twitter. So that's
X,
worthless.
It's worth something to some people.
To some people.
That's a fun one. Like, that's like, for how much was that? How much did that one cost? That $5?
A dollar.
Yeah,
that's like Cameo. Do a funny Cameo for.
We should do cameos.
Yeah,
nobody,
but I want.
Nobody wants to hear from.
No, I just. It has to be like negative shit only.
We'll only do.
Yeah.
Angry shit.
Yeah.
$10 got you a holiday card and a thank you. $25 got you the digital download, a holiday card and a thank you. I'm not going to list out the rest of
them. Yeah, what are we doing?
But right, what's now, like, but the big one?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's fucking $10,000.
Yeah.
Jesus, did someone...
One person.
Damn.
Backed it at that level. You were credited as an associate producer.
Nice.
You got a tree from Francois, brought to your house... You were filmed to be in the dock. You had coffee with the filmmakers. You got to visit the Tree Man film set in New York, which I think is free and anyone can do that.
Yes.
But whatever. Yeah, two tickets to a Tree Man screening in your area. Holiday ornament for the tree. A DVD. A holiday card. And a tweet. But one person backed it.
I mean, obviously $10,000. It's someone. Like,
yeah.
It's not just some random who's like, oh, this kind of looks cool. I'm going to spend $10,000. It's someone that it was in their circle that they've reached out to.
Yeah, probably.
I would like to know which house, because in the documentary it shows them delivering.
No shit.
A couple trees.
Are they all like pretty modest house, or is it one house that you're like, god damn?
Well, it's not really houses. It's like
apartments.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and most of them are like New York City apartments, like not like a friend's apartment, like you see on the sitcom Friends.
So like fucking wildly bullshit. Apartment, like expensive apartments. Like
No,
like a reasonable apartment in New York City.
Yeah. Like
$4,000
a month. The size of this room.
Like some of the one kid that works for him, like he goes into his apartment and and it looks like a ghetto apartment. Mm. It looks like a project. Man, almost.
You don't have to make fun of them.
No.
It's like right on Broadway.
No, but it looked like it.
I live rent, man.
When you walk into an apartment building here, it's not like what you would expect to see is not what this was.
It's like it's far worse.
Like when you see in the movie sometimes, like when they go to these.
Like Hell's Kitchen kind of shit.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, honestly. It looked very industrial, almost like so. There was a couple nice apartments, and then one kid who he employs talks about it. He's like, you know, it's kind of cool. You know, I live in the same neighborhood as these people, but I'm not like these people, and it's cool to go in.
Wait, is he talking about the shitty neighborhood? He's like, I live in a dirt shit town, but like, I'm way better than these people.
He lives in a nice. He's not wealthy.
Saying that in like the wealthy people.
Yeah, like he lives in the same area, same place. But he's just like, I'm not like these people. I don't have what these people have.
Right.
So it's cool to connect with these people.
Did they get a tree for free? These two kids?
I don't know. I think it shows him decorating the tree.
They get to keep all the netting that comes off the tree.
I'm going
to
talk about
that. They're Jewish.
That's kind of a cool thing. But anyways. What?
He brings his own netting machine? No.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You've obviously seen these things. I have never seen one before.
Yeah. What? Those things are sweet. Yeah.
It looks like one of those like Dyson like fans that's just like a circle and you just feed the tree through in it.
Yeah.
Puts a net on it.
Put a person through there.
But
that'd be
so fun. Anyways, this kid, he's like, I live with these people. It's nice to connect with them. It's nice to like now I see these people on the street, they're like, oh hey, how's it going? Like they know his name.
That's cool.
Yeah. And he's like, I get to go in and see these nice apartments, like these nice places.
Get the case to join.
I was sort of thinking. that's a fucking hard job. Like imagine like some of these trees aren't going to fit in a elevator.
Oh yeah, I guess.
So like you have to fucking carry these up like 10 flights of stairs.
Right. At least the trees aren't heavy, but it's awkward.
Yeah.
Awkward for sure.
But you have to carry them like 10 blocks down the street and then deliver them up on a set of stairs.
They're carrying, they don't have like a little cart or something?
No.
Oh man.
At least no one
invest
ever
in yourself, boys. Come on.
That's true. Like two trees, one tree per house. Maybe some people have two trees.
That's pretty gangster.
Fuck off with your two tree bullshit.
Like some of these like New York City walk-ups and stuff, I'm sure would probably have.
Yeah, they'd be pretty sick. They have two.
But speaking of carts, so like there's this one
scene. I've got so many presents.
There's this one scene in the documentary where the two friends are in a cart, like a shopping cart, and he's like pushing him down the street, and like he gets like the speed wobbles and he falls in front of a car, and the car stops. So I go, sorry. Oh, wow.
Yeah. This is just like B-roll?
Yeah. Just like, because it's talking about them and like their life.
Growing up in New York City is so much fun. Yeah. It looks so much fun.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's like an extreme custom shopping cart maker. Those carts are not cheap. $1,000 a piece.
There's ones, I forget who it was. Maybe it was like Jackass. Or like they made like this like giant shopping cart with like rockets on it.
Yeah.
But like you go to like Baker Skateboards and you get a custom board, or you go to fucking No Frills Surplus store and they build you a custom cart. No Frills is a grocery store.
I was going to say for all the American listeners. Yeah, I don't know. It's so
Walmart.
Yeah, but
Kroger's baby. They'll get that.
Kroger's.
It's not Walmart. Not even close.
What? No. Kroger's is Walmart.
No wait, Frills. It's
not
Walmart.
No.
Oh, no. Fuck. I don't give a shit.
No way.
Everyone.
Why you just equated it to
what
Walmart?
You talking about, boy?
They can be misled. I don't care.
Shit.
I'm gonna do it on purpose now.
The fuck you talking about?
Willis.
Kroger's.
You know. Again, there's not much to say about this doc other than it's just kind of like a fun little doc. Like, I'm glad we picked it out of the other ones that, like, the one about the Santa Claus.
And that one's cool, man. Mick Foley, whatever. Fuck you guys. No,
would have been great. I would have loved to watch that.
Yeah, it's good.
But I'm kind of glad we picked this one. It was it was easy to watch. Like, it's just a
super. A breeze rate. We breezed right through that shit. Yeah.
I don't know what else.
It was $6. It was really hard to watch.
I don't know what else. So the one director has never done anything before.
We got criticism. Or since. We have criticism that like maybe they shouldn't cut this many trees down, or like can we create that narrative, or there's nothing there?
So, yeah, let's try.
don't know. I'm just trying to be like PETA. Is there like a PETA version of like plants?
No.
I think there should be.
So the other,
called Petal.
Brad Rothschild. It was co-directed.
Mm.
Brad Rothschild. The only one who did anything since.
Yeah.
Since even.
He didn't do anything before.
Of just the two directors.
Right? Yeah, he was a producer on a few things before.
Cool.
But Tree Man was his first documentary.
Hmm.
And then he did a System of Justice, a short called Between Us. System of Justice was a short as well. Between Us, Half the Big Sky was a short. And then They Ain't Ready For Me, African Exodus, On the Block with Tamar, Rabbi on the Block, and another Rabbi on the Block the same year. So it must be just a double entry.
Cool.
Yeah.
I feel like, was this well done? Like, was it filmed well? Was it edited well?
Yep. Yeah, it was.
I feel, because the crew, the website is fairly informative, but they have like a about the doc section about the team that did it and then about the music. There was a lot of custom music written for this. Like there was an original score written by someone. Cool. There was multiple different holiday songs
by written. Thomas Oliphant.
Oh, the score perhaps. Right.
Deck the Halls was traditional tune lyrics by Thomas Oliphant.
Damn, he wrote Deck the Hall?
I guess so.
That's sick.
Timothy Oliphant, the hitman?
What? The hitman?
Yeah.
Isn't that an actor?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Why is Timothy Oliphant the hitman?
Because he played the hitman in the movie Hitman.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
That is true. Guy.
He wrote Deck the Halls way back.
That was Thomas.
He's timeless.
Timeless, Timeless Thomas?
Timeless Thomas.
Holy shit.
Timeless Thomas the hitman.
Yeah.
You can't that's a good way to save money. You just, hey, we don't have money. You have to create the fucking score. Like, oh, okay.
But like for $20,000?
Yes.
That's a pretty cheap talk.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Was that just, that was the Kickstarter?
That was what the Kickstarter was. Maybe they got grants from someone else.
Yeah.
I'm assuming so. If they did this whole thing for 20 grand, that's fucking crazy. Or like maybe
a lot of people donated their time because it was a holiday doc. It was a Christmas gift each other to make it. I don't know.
There's no budget.
I couldn't find it anywhere else except somewhere mentioned that this was a Kickstarter movie.
That's cool.
So I Googled Tree Man documentary Kickstarter and it was the first page.
Yeah. I bet you they got Canadian film grants.
Is anyone on the team Canadian?
Well, the country of origin is listed as Canada.
Really? That's surprising. Maybe there's just enough content that it's considered Canadian.
Yeah.
Like SOCAN rules.
It's a Canadian in America.
Yeah. Oh, maybe, actually. You could easily get funding for that. This is a Canadian's story.
Yeah.
Hmm. There's a clip. Of this somewhere. I can't remember where I saw it. Oh, I think it was on the website, the Tree Man movie website. A big tractor trailer rolls up and it is loaded with trees.
Oh, like, yeah. That's
probably almost 1,000 trees, honestly. They're small.
And they have to just unload them all. Like they just toss them off the truck.
Nuts. I thought that was Francois. Like when they were saying that he like sleeps in a van, I thought that they meant that he sleeps in like that transport van, like the truck. That hauls the trailer. That just makes sense. And he sleeps in a Winnebago for a month. That's even worse than that.
So Winnebago by yourself? That'd be roomy, bro.
Reminds me, like, so obviously he doesn't have a shower or anything, like toilet facilities in.
Yeah.
He needs to go underground.
You think he'd hook it up with the homeless?
No,
in the area.
This woman who's been buying trees for him for two decades or however long he's been there.
And shit on her.
Was like, hey. Like come to my house, use my shower, I'll make
a free tree, this hussy.
I'll make you a meal. And like he legitimately has like created like friendships and like strong relationships by selling trees in New York City.
That's wild.
Just being, what a fucked up city that they're like, you just create a relationship with someone that's nice.
Mm. Imagine.
And like people are like, this is so rare.
Imagine having this friend that you see for a month and a half every single year and never. Cool. Yeah. I mean, obviously with social media, now you can stay connected, but.
Yeah, a lot of those people are like, fuck Francois. I can handle them a month out of 12, but every month, fuck off. Get out of here.
I feel like if you have the ability to buy
a real tree at those kinds of prices. Like, you're in the area ish, like Long Island or elsewhere, you come into the city. But I feel like if you have the money to buy a tree at those prices every single year, you're probably not like hurting for money generally.
Yeah.
Like, you can blow.
I wouldn't think so. That's like you said, the cheapest tree is $60. That's crazy.
Like, you can blow out on average like $80 a tree every year. Yeah.
So yeah.
And like they only last for like a week.
It showed showed other like tree merchants.
They're all assholes, I assume.
No.
Is there any Middle Eastern guys? Because that just seems kind of funny.
No, I didn't see any.
Oh, surprising.
But like, so it focuses mainly on Francois. But yeah. It shows the other ones. Like, it just gets like a little bit like on the street interviews with them.
Mm.
But yeah, no, it was really well done, I think, especially for being their first documentary.
Yeah. Were there like title cards, or did it just like cinema verite? It just cuts straight to film and it never really stops.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think like there might've been like, Christmas Eve, or like it might have given you like
timeline,
time and place, or
right,
it makes sense.
Or, yeah,
was there a date and time? Was there a lot of people buying trees on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, yeah, like yeah, he stays
so crazy.
He stays until like 10 o'clock at night. Like it's, well, I mean, I guess it gets dark early.
Yeah,
but he literally like doesn't get home until
fuck.
Like,
How much coke are those people on to get a Christmas tree at 10 p.m. to have it ready for the next day? Like, that seems insane.
They just buy it for warmth.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than a hotel
room. Like you just spend $80 for literally 2 hours.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
It was either a tree or a prostitute. So, I mean, the tree was better for the family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good for you, bud.
Can't eat a tree.
I'm sure you can.
You can.
Yeah.
No, it won't be very good.
Huh. Sounds harder.
Like, pine oil or something?
Pine nuts, yeah.
Pine nuts. Get the right kind of prostitute.
Gobble on them nuts.
I wonder if any animals stow away in the truck on their way up here.
Oh, yeah. That'd be so cool. Like,
get a tree off.
Christmas vacation.
Like, yeah.
There's a family of squirrels.
Carolina squirrel loose in New York City.
They're terrified. So they stay in the tree as it gets twine rolled and then they get back to the house and it just bursts open full of squirrels.
Yeah. No, but they get cut open after the truck.
Oh, I thought that he wrapped them and sent them away with people.
Yeah.
Wait, they're doing walk-ups with the tree, like, full out?
No.
Oh.
So, they're tied up on the truck.
Yeah.
They come off the truck.
He cuts them open.
And then retwines them if they sell?
And re-meshes them. Like, it's like a mesh bag.
Why is he doing the same step twice?
Well, so people can see the...
They can pick their nice tree.
You want a full body tree,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You don't want some pencil dick fucking wrapped up tree.
Well, yeah. You cut the twine off and it doesn't move. It doesn't bounce out. You're like, oh, what the fuck?
That'll be $80. Huh.
That'll be $80.
It's just like a cut shrub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good point. But cool. Imagine a family of squirrels.
Yeah.
I want there to be a doc about a guy that does this, but he poaches all the trees.
Yeah.
The rest of the year, no family.
Rest of the year, he's just driving around interstates.
Cutting trees
down. He's like, I can't go to Iowa. I am wanted first.
I got to go around that state.
I mean, that's a hilarious fucking deposition. And like, you're going to do hard time for stealing a million pine trees from the state of Wyoming. What the fuck?
They call it treevery.
Yeah.
Treevery.
This one here, it says you touched it. Did you touch this tree, sir?
Yeah. According to the plants, this is treason.
You're boring holes and fucking these pines?
It's like that great...
You're boring.
It's like that great World War II novel, The Book Thief, but it's The Tree Thief.
The Tree Thief. How do you keep the trees alive?
Way more important story.
Yeah.
You gotta come in every single tree.
My seed keeps them alive.
Yeah. Trunk out.
Yeah.
That's fun. We should you shoot that as like a horror movie.
All this guy's trees, they all have holes in the bottom. This is weird.
And he has this like weird shit eating grin on his face every time someone buys one.
Goddamn tree's real green and stands up straight though.
Oh, that's gross.
That's fucked up.
You stick it on the ground, it just kind of sticks there.
You don't need to stand for my trees.
The standless tree.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Does it say how he got into this? Like his dad?
It doesn't.
Or did you kind of just...
Not that I remember anyways.
Like those things like wild 2 weeks ago. Connections.
Yeah.
to just get that connect in North Carolina or.
So it talks about a few of the other vendors, like how they got into it or how they've, like, some of them are like passing it on to other people.
Uh-huh.
Like one girl, I forget where she was from. I think
it's like drug dealers, like they're passing on their corners.
Yeah. Huh. I feel like she was from.
I don't think they pass it on. I think it's more so I get put in jail.
Oh, they and pass
there's
on.
There's a vacuum. Oh. And yes, they pass on.
I feel like this other young girl, she was from Quebec as well. And she was putting herself through school. And she was just going to come.
I mean, it's either that or the body, buddy.
She was going to come do this for a few years and then go to like nursing school, I think it was.
But and then it's this. You sell the body.
Yeah, there's no PETA for trees. So it's animal cruelty. You can't sell your body. So
yeah,
you sell the tree. No one cares.
Loophole.
That's how I put myself through college.
Yeah.
I pimped out trees.
But yeah, I honestly don't remember if it did say how Francois got
it. Or like I was a young French boy walking around pine trees in Quebec and I just was like, I need to sell these one day.
Mm. In New York City.
Yeah.
I got dreams of the big city.
Daddy says I'll make my millions in the Big Apple.
All I know is trees.
Selling North Carolina pine trees.
It's kind of a shitty job. Like you're sitting out for a month and a half literally in the cold all day, every day.
Yeah.
But he's from Quebec.
It's for a month. What's he do for the other 11 years? Just sit and contemplate life in Quebec?
Again, it didn't say much about his life outside of.
He's not doing maple syrup because that's prime maple syrup making.
No, that's the spring.
Yeah, spring is maple syrup.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
But so does he get one of those whole trucks himself? Like a flatbed of
trees? I believe so.
Trees?
Just one? Like, does he sell?
Well, like, so. Pretend that there's 1,000 trees there and he sells each tree for on average $80. Pretend there's a double markup, so 100% markup. He buys the trees from the farm for $40 a pop.
Yeah.
Pays for himself, which really is not that expensive.
Yeah.
Admittedly, like to live for just a month.
Yeah, fresh cat. They need cheese and wine. He's fine.
You're coming home on average clearing $45,000 a year.
Is this cash or like how is he doing these interactions?
No, I guess like a. You can get debit.
Oh, because I was like, that's insane. If he's just sitting in a Winnebago in New York City with
40, I only sold 10 trees.
$40,000 of cash. And like, this guy's going to get shot in the face.
Oh, my God.
Or crossing the border. He's like, the Winnebago.
Do you want to go to New York City and try and fight him next year?
Yeah.
I'm super down.
Yeah. Francois. I got a megaphone. We'll just yell. We'll find him.
Yeah. Tree man.
Nah, I think we'll get weed if we do that. Hey, WAP, will you say you want trees? Like, oh, no.
Is your name Francois?
it can be.
Jinx.
That's big weed, man.
I think I got us into a bit of a pickle here, boys.
I'm down. That actually sounds like fun.
That would be fun.
Mm. Yeah. We can go down around American Thanksgiving.
Let's go after.
What? Around
American Thanksgiving. We'll go to a football game.
When's Black Friday?
Hey, man.
The Friday after Thanksgiving.
When's that sale that happens on Friday?
After the Thursday or Friday after Thanksgiving.
Let's go the Friday after that.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Black Friday week sales, isn't there?
Just like we have Boxing Week
sales. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Let's go 2 weeks.
You'll be okay. You'll be okay. I'll hold your hand. You'll be fine.
Fine.
Just don't look at one in the eye. You'll be okay.
Don't look at one in the
eye. Yeah.
Good advice.
I don't know what neighborhood he was in.
But again, there's five boroughs. We can find it. It's not that big.
Well, he was on the corner of 102nd West Street and Broadway.
Well, that narrows it down.
Well, I think
fuck did you watch the doc and it didn't?
It was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. You watched it right away. Yeah. You guys stop doing that.
It was probably more like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
Well, we've definitely narrowed it down. So that's cool.
We picked it and I watched it that night.
It was in the past.
How does he have an abandoned lot down there? It seems like, I don't really know New York City, but that seems like that.
Well, it's not abandoned.
He's up on the street.
He's right along the sidewalk.
He like takes a parking spot.
What the fuck?
I wonder if he has to pay the parking.
Meter. Yeah. What the fuck?
He probably has like a license with the city, just like a hot dog.
Like a vendor license. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tree hustle.
Imagine getting in with those guys. You're like, hey, mayor of Mr. New York. No. Hey, Mr. Mayor of New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the tree guy.
Yeah.
The tree.
I mean, that's pretty sick. It'd be like, I'm the mayor of fucking New York City buys his Christmas tree off of me.
I sell to all these people. Chief of police.
I know mayor. Clinton's secrets.
Yeah.
I sold them a tree and put a little camera.
You got a tip for me this year, Mr. Clinton?
Old Jeff Epstein came down and bought a tree off me, even though he's on the other team.
He bought the smallest one, which is kind of convenient. But
motherfucker took two steps and lit it on fire right in front of me.
Pretty weird. I read that the last scene in the dock is the two employees that he gets every year. Mm-hmm. They just watch the trees being mulched afterwards. Yeah. Like, kind of just plain faced. They're like, oh, there it goes. 2 weeks and people just destroy them. But I guess it gets turned into like fertilizer for the gardens in downtown New York and all that shit.
Yeah. So yeah, the unsold trees just.
Oh, those are the all unsold trees?
I believe, or maybe you can bring your tree.
Like a disposal.
Unsold thing, yeah. And then the ones. Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine because I doubt literally every tree gets sold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's true. What the fuck do you do with your tree? It's not like garbage trucks would come by because in an apartment building there'd be.
But like city workers were posted up in a park with like a tree chipper.
Hmm. I'm surprised you're still allowed to have live trees in an apartment building. It's just for like fire hazards. You would think they would.
Plastic would burn longer. Shit
down.
Yeah, but it's not as flammable.
They're fire retarded, but yeah.
It's a good choice of words.
What did I say?
Yeah. No, again, yeah. So that's how it ends. So basically they're watching these trees get mulched up and
just blank faced.
It should have started with those guys in like a pine forest and then it ends. Like it's, so it's full circle. And like, they're watching a little pine tree grow and then they're watching it get fucking mulched.
Clearly Francois like is doing something right. Cause like it starts out him at home in Quebec. He seems to have a decent
small-ass town.
Oh, wait. So that means that
big property.
The filmmakers went all the way to Quebec to film, and then they came down with him. Did they see him on like the highways crossing the border and everything? Yeah. So they crossed with him. Fuck, that's cool.
We are with Francois, huh? Treeman.
Yeah. I guess he probably would know the border, guys. Yeah, and although he only sees them twice a year.
What up, Stevie?
And he's driving down in a Winnipeg or in a RV, so they could easily hop in with him.
Yeah.
Make the trip.
Hmm. Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool way to start it. Yeah, the beginning of the story. I was going to say that like this is like classic, like a storytelling device, like in medias res. Like you catch the story right in the middle. There's really no explanation. You just...
It is what it is.
I think any in medias res means like in the middle.
Yeah.
You don't get any explanation. You're just thrust into the throes of a narrative.
Cool. But, cool. Well, Tree Man, it's one to add to the holiday list.
Yeah. We should put it in the jar so we'll pull it and I'll watch it next time.
No, you can just watch it sometime. When you come over sometime, I believe I bought it. I don't know if I can't remember if I rented it or bought it.
It was $9, Tyler.
To buy?
It was $6 to rent it.
Okay.
Maybe I did rent it.
I was going to say, you just are saying a bunch of different numbers now.
I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Sorry.
I would like to watch it.
I usually do buy them because I know you guys won't.
Hey, man.
And that way you can.
And then
you
Jesus never, fucking Christ,
and that way
Christ,
you guys
bro.
Can if you need to.
You
can
never tell us.
Can we take this part out? Like, fuck.
No. Yeah, edit this, please.
Son of a bitch.
No.
Fuck. I'm cool with saying that I'm cool with Hamas, but I'm not cool with you saying we don't pay for content. That's fucked up.
I've paid for every movie I've ever paid for.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, no, but I
don't know. What's Pirate Bay? I don't know what that is.
I'm talking about. I am willing to sacrifice for the podcast. I buy them. So that way we have them here if we need to watch.
It makes for an interesting library.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
kind of saying we don't sacrifice, but I guess we don't.
Fuck. I tried to make an Apple account and it said no.
Because it knows how much you hate them.
It just can't, like 405 message. It said no.
Yeah. You don't have an Apple product. Go fuck yourself, heathen. Yeah. Yep.
I don't know what to do about that.
So. Yeah.
Get an Apple product.
No.
Buy bushel of phones.
It was good. I don't have much else to say about it. Everyone should watch it around Christmas.
Cool.
It kind of seems like that. Like just a neat kind of heartwarming story.
Yeah.
You watch it at the beginning of the December.
Have it on the background when you're setting your tree up.
Yeah. Everyone should put it in their Christmas rotation of like Rudolph, Frosty, Die Hard.
Whoa, we're setting it. That's a high.
Lethal Weapon.
That's at Christmas?
Apparently, yeah. Huh. So someone brought that to me that it's set at Christmas as well. But I said, but no, probably doesn't have Christmas music or.
I think Friday is too.
True.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
But Friday.
No, yeah.
But Tree Man.
Yeah. Everyone should put this in their Christmas rotation.
Yeah.
Of movies to watch at Christmas time.
Yeah,
for sure.
Okay. Well, gentlemen. I guess we should pick one for next week.
Pick it.
American Tragedy.
Sweet. Yeah.
About Dylan Klebold, one of the Columbine shooters.
Old Dill.
It's not so much about him, but more
spicy
about...
Spicy Dill.
He got himself into a dill pickle.
More about his mom.
Well, he got himself out of it.
Well, it couldn't really be about...
It could be about him.
About Dylan.
There's lots of documentaries.
It's just...
And the last...
Focused on the grass where his grave is.
The last 20 years, he's just been running amok in heaven.
Dylan! Dylan, answer me!
Okay. Well, we will be back with that one. And, yeah.
Bye.
See you guys later.
Peace.